that. So can we give a warm welcome to now Nicole to Mount Meeting.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me again. That was last year over the summer. Thank you for your presence, Lord. Thank you. Let us be ready for your voice. I do not take coming up here lightly, because what Jesus did for me, for you, and I, gave his very life away, took upon himself all of my guilt and shame, hung on a cross for the world he loved, and with his precious blood, purchased us for God. It's never to be taken lightly. And all he asks of me, of us, is our obedience. This message is for his precious, precious people. Came in the middle of the night when I didn't really want to come up here. When I was in my secret place with him. It was the year of the pandemic start, March 2020. When Saturday, our family friends went to Expos to take their daughter bowling. He had been suffering from a severe migraine. Towards the end of the night, he had 2 mild seizures, stopped breathing, and was taken to ED. This is now Sunday morning. But Sunday afternoon, I was in room 14 in ICU. I cried when I saw him with tubes out of his mouth and his nose and his neck and his arms. I was an ICU nurse. I know the results. But I am a daughter of God first and foremost. And I walked in there truly believing that my Jesus, who bore the stripes, who wore the crown of thorns, whose nails, whose feet and arms and hands were pierced, is my Jehovah Rapha. I prayed over his healing, believing he will open his eyes. I came in every day, before work or after work or both, still praying, believe. The prayers from everybody else came in droves. By Thursday afternoon, he's gone to be with the Lord. He left a wife and a teenage daughter. So what do you do? When you know you have a limitless God, but he didn't do what he can easily do. You go in the secret place he prepared for you, as described in Psalms 91:1. So with sadness in my heart, with tears in my eyes, with many questions on my lips, I went to the secret place so I can lift my hands up and declare, God, you are so good, and you are still my Jehovah Rapha. I bow before your throne. As Bill Johnson said, I refuse to sacrifice what I know about the goodness of God at the altar of human reasoning, so that I have an explanation of why something did happen or did not happen. Friends, we have these moments in God, where He shows us His very nature, where He shows us who He really is. When that medical diagnosis comes in, when the pregnancy test is still negative, when your child is still being rebellious, or whatever it is that life throws at you, we get into pain mode. And in our pain and in our fear, we panic and forget everything we know about who our God really is. And we shout out, "Why is this happening to me? I have been so faithful to you, Lord. So where are you now?" We run away instead of grabbing onto this moment, realizing that He's already prepared us with a revelation of His nature long before these problems come in our lives. In Isaiah 55, verses 8 to 9, God says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my way. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Brothers and sisters, our salvation is not the only goal of our Yahweh. He desires a relationship with us. It's God's desire to bless you. It's His desire to bring you breakthrough. But He does not want you to be desperate for that breakthrough. He wants you to be desperate for Him and Him only. Before God gave Abraham a child, He gave Abraham a promise in Genesis 17, verse 4. That He will be the father of all nations. Before David became king, He was anointed first by Samuel, in 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. But David did not become king that day. It actually took many years and hardships. But David was just living in the secret place between God and him, when he was a shepherd, when he was a musician, when he was a champion, and when he was a refugee. Through this secret place, God was developing in him a character of a king, because he will face many battles. And most importantly, a character after God's own heart. Later on, David continuously ran to the secret place as a king, as a sinner, as repentant. Brothers and sisters, when you're not in the secret place, without it, life falls apart. Whatever you do in this earth, minus the presence of God, is still a failure. Trying to pull off life without God is like trying to eat without food and trying to breathe without oxygen. But you tell me, Nicole, I don't want going to the secret place because He's showing me things I don't want to see. Whenever I go to the secret place, people that I love leave me. Things that I desire the most slips away from my hands. When I'm not seeing the results that I want to see, believe me, I know. And that is why you need to be intentional in seeking the secret place. Offer Him what matters most. Lift Him up in all circumstances, in all your joys and in all of your sorrows. Hold on to God's promise. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 3 to 4, "By His divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know Him. the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. Friends, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, you cannot only want the blessings, but not the sanctification. You cannot only desire God's presence, and not his presence. It doesn't work like that. Let's look at Psalms 91, verse 1 closely. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I'm sorry if I'm not pronouncing the Hebrew words right. But what does it mean to dwell? The Hebrew word used in this scripture is yashab, and it conveys the feeling of sense to settle, to continue, to endure, and to remain. And what is this secret place? The Hebrew word for place used is seder, which conveys the sense of a hidden, protected place. And what does it mean to abide? The Hebrew word used is lun, which conveys the sense to staying there permanently. And what does the shadow provide? The Hebrew word used for shadow is chel, and it conveys the sense of defense, like a shade as from the beating sun. What a powerful promise from our God. But this is not a vending machine promise where you put in your money and you get what you want when you want because you just want a little pick-me-up. In order to live continuously in God's hidden protection and permanently stay under his defense, we must make our home there. We must build our house in his presence and make this our foundation, the center of our life, our church, our ministry, our activities. The Lord never promised an easy life. I don't know where you got that. Not in my Bible. David said in Psalms chapter 27, if you just read the entire thing, when evil people come to devour me, when my enemies and foes attack me. But David knows his God because he keeps going to the secret place. So David also declared that his enemies will stumble and fall. That though a mighty army surrounds me, my heart will not be afraid. Even if I am attacked, I will remain confident. Note that David said when, not if. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1, Paul says that in the last days, there will be very difficult times. Jesus himself said in John chapter 16, verse 33, here on earth you will have many trials and sorrows. But Jesus also said this, that he have told us all of this so that we may have peace in him. And after he said there will be trials, Jesus said, but take heart, because I have overcome this world. Amen. I don't believe that God gives us these diseases and sufferings, as some Christians and non-Christians believe. Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 10, my purpose is to give them a rich and satisfying life. Yes. Now the thief, the devil, his job is to steal, kill, and destroy. Steal your joy, steal your satisfaction, steal your purpose in life. Sin entered earth through Adam and Eve, but our God is a good God. He works his way through us and in us, because sometimes the answer to your prayers is not the relief you're asking for, but the grace to endure and keep going. Apostle Paul would have preferred for the thorn to be removed. He was pleading with God, but he humbly accepted God's response and actually proclaimed, therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. Paul can say this confidently because he has a relationship with Jesus. Brothers and sisters, you can ask me to pray for you to hear God's voice, but expect me to direct you to the Bible. How people react normally shows me how sincere they are in really seeking God. Hearing God's voice does not come from being prayed for. Yes, I love praying for people. That's the only thing I can do. I can't take away your disease. I can't answer all your questions. I can pray for you. But friends, you need to develop your own relationship with God. Hearing God's voice comes from spending time at the secret place that He already prepared for you. Reading what God has already said in the Bible and asking Him for His thoughts. In essence, what I'm saying to all of you is you have to read God's voice before you even hear it. The prophet Samuel in 1 Samuel chapter 3 was sleeping in the tabernacle near the Ark of God, and then he heard God's voice. Back in those days, if you read through the context, none of the people of God were hearing God's voice. But Samuel was near God's presence. For me to put my confidence in my God's ability to do more than I can imagine, it's because I have a theological context of His sovereignty and His goodness. If I have no context for sovereignty and His goodness, then it would just feel like this life is just random and meaningless rather than providential. Jesus said in Mark chapter 10, verse 18, God is good. Now Jesus told me a truth about the nature of my God, and I know that Jesus is not a liar. Now that I have a context of God being sovereign and being good, I can entrust my future and my life to Him. A lot of people don't trust God because they don't know His word. And because they don't know His word, they don't know His nature. Yeah. We have to view our life in God's scriptures. Go to your secret place. Read your Bible, looking for Him in it. Not just the New Testament, everything. Not just the good things in the Bible, everything. Back in the summer, I told you already what every chapter, what every book of the Bible is in terms of really looking into the presence of God there. Knowing the scriptures moves God, the God that we just see in heaven or hear about in the Bible, moves Him out of the realm of somebody you just know of into the experience of somebody you know intimately, who you feel and experience personally. You were designed to hear from God. It is your nature. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice," in John chapter 10, verse 27 to 28. The very fact that you and I are children of God means He created in us a capacity to hear Him. Everything about you and me is wired to hear God's voice. It's just that we're so accustomed to hearing an audible voice from another human being, from a preacher, or from whoever else, than from actually God. God speaks to us in so many different ways. You just have to know how God speaks to you. You can only do that by spending time at the secret place. No matter what you do in this life, your calling, your job, your responsibilities, create a dedicated space for you and God. If you will cultivate and prepare a place where the only thing you do is spending time alone with Him, I promise you He will show up. When I dedicated a space for Him, He started consistently showing up. If I would just consistently walk into His presence. Exodus chapter 33, verse 7. It was Moses' practice to take the tent of meeting, that's his own tent, that is spending time with the Lord, and set it some distance from the camp. As he went into the tent, the pillar of cloud would come down and hover at its entrance while the Lord spoke with Moses. If you read Exodus 33, whenever Moses tries to spend time with God, the people are so alert. They would stand outside their tents and they would see God's presence hovering on his tent, because you have to develop your personal relationship with God before you can be a relevant church as well, as what Chris was saying last week. Jesus himself has a secret place. After healing many people in Mark chapter 1, in verse 35, it says, before daybreak the next morning, Jesus got up and went out to an isolated place to pray. You don't have an excuse to skip out on this, because Jesus himself is spending time in the secret place. God does not need a big room. He doesn't even need a full day with you. He wants to, of course, but he is a very gracious God. He just needs a prepared and open heart. Just declare to him, this time belongs to you and you alone, God. I will have my Bible, I'll turn off my phone, and I'm just going to pray and be with you. We need to be near God to hear God. We must be filled with his word to hear his voice. And we must lower the noise in our lives to hear his voice in our spirit. And we must obey the last thing he said to us before expecting him to give us new directions. You ask me, what did he tell me? Friends, I keep telling you, this is life, and this is power, and this is authority. Don't worry, I'm ending soon. So what is keeping you from meeting God in a secret, special place where you get into his word, where you spend a little more time with him when you're not in a hurry? I spent some time with friends a few weeks ago. The two little boys asked me, what do I do in my free time? I told them I cook and clean, and I just listen to God, worship, and sermon. And they're like, what? That's so boring. So all you do all day? So that's what I do all day. I really have lost the desire to listen to secular music or to even watch anything. Everything that I do, I'm still not perfect. Sometimes I just really want to sleep and play my video games. But it doesn't really give me any more satisfaction than hearing the word, than praising him, than worshiping him. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, the peace I have given to you will never end, but neither will the demands of the world upon your time. When demands move ahead of my peace, you will have less stable footing and be prone to missing the step that I have set before you. The road is rugged, but in the secret place with me, you will find level ground and sure footing. Brothers and sisters, it's a holy privilege to be with the Lord. This Christmas, baby Jesus, it's the promise. So actually we can be with him and we can come boldly before his throne. It's a hidden, protected place near his heart where we take up permanent residence. Only those committed to him are willing to dig deeply and set a secure foundation in that place. How can you love God and not want to spend time with him? He is our bridegroom, waiting for us. One who has neither time nor the desire to put forth the effort merely sets up a house in the sand. Matthew chapter 7, verse 26. And it should not be surprising then that such a person lives like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. James chapter 1, verse 6. Friends, there's something powerful about allowing the word of God to reshape who you are. precious, valuable, worthy, such a treasure of God, so very special to Him. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter who you were before. Right now, if you don't know who God is, He wants to know you. You are daughters and sons of the Almighty King. Your eternal identity is in Him. Not because you're a mom or a nurse or a doctor. Yes, those things are special and those things are important. But first and foremost, you're a child of God. He's already washed away all of your sins. He is so seeking you that He sent His Son here on earth to die for you and I. And you have the privilege of going into the secret place with the King. Now, when you truly, truly, truly realize that, what a breakthrough. The enemy cannot attack you. Your friends may die. You may not see what you're praying for. But that does not mean that God is not a good God. God keeps His promises. Do not think your God with your timing and with your answers, because His ways are better than our ways. Thank you.
It's really good to take